W32DR Oshkosh, and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay.
ABC News, I'm Andy Field. Monday's earthquake now blamed for nearly 21,000 dead in Turkey and Syria. That surpasses the deaths of Japan's Fukushima disaster in 2011. A frantic search for survivors not slowing even though hope has faded. ABC's Marcus Moore is in Adıyaman.
In the city center, we saw absolute destruction and devastation there. Urgent efforts underway to try to reach people who may be trapped in the rubble. We saw crews using heavy equipment to clear that debris and try to listen for any voices.
In a vote today, House lawmakers unanimously condemned China over its spy balloon that traveled across U.S. skies. A group of Senate lawmakers also received a classified briefing on China's surveillance campaign. At a hearing today, the chief operating officer of Southwest apologized for the system's meltdown, causing cancellations and stranding passengers over the holidays. This is ABC News. In Tampa, Florida today, President Biden echoed his State of the Union speech, promising to protect Medicare and Social Security and other vital programs.
Republicans in Congress have their way. The power we just gave Medicare to negotiate lower prescription drug prices goes away. A $2,000 cap next year in prescription drug goes away. The $35 a month insulin limitation goes away.
The president saying he'd veto any legislation that jeopardizes those benefits. Also said he hasn't decided if he'll go to Poland later this month as leaders gather to mark a year since Russia invaded Ukraine. Ukrainian President Zelensky continuing his visit to Western Europe, asking allies for more military aid to fight off more Russian attacks in the east.
The Ukrainian official telling ABC News that major Russian offensive is expected in the next 10 days. Officials telling us the situation is deteriorating in the east for Ukrainian forces.
ABC's Tom Sufi Burridge in Ukraine. Andy Field, ABC News.
From Green Bay to Oshkosh and Point South, wherever you are in the Fox Valley, count on us to keep you connected, informed, and entertained. Civic Media.
Continue the conversation online. Find and follow Civic Media on Facebook and on Twitter.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Matnair. Here's what you need to know. President Biden focused on his economic plan during a Wednesday stop near Madison. A White House memo says private Wisconsin companies have committed to creating $4 billion worth of manufacturing projects since Biden took office, and nearly $3 billion in federal funding has already been put toward infrastructure projects as a result of the president's policies. A Marquette University Law School poll recently found only 34% of voters want Biden to seek another term, and just 29% supporting former President Donald Trump in his second bid for the Oval Office. School lunches may soon be healthier but more expensive for parents. The USDA proposing new rules to cut down on high amounts of sodium and sugar. This will eliminate a lot of prepackaged convenience foods and allow schools to replace them with healthier foods made from scratch. Experts say the cost is worth it. I'm Jane Matnair. This is Civic Media News.
Know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold, 1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003. 125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football. You're about to find out. Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown. Monday mornings at 8 on WISS and WGBW and on the Civic Media app.
If you came across someone struggling with hunger, how would you recognize them? Would you notice a 16-year-old boy who got his first job?
Not for extra spending money, but to help feed his little sisters?
Or a mother who's in between jobs and sometimes goes to bed hungry so her kids can have dinner? I am the one in eight Americans who struggle with hunger. I am hunger in America.
Hunger can be hard to recognize. Learn why at IamHungerInAmerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous Ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
Ty Christian from Lords of the Trident. Can you say Max Inc. Radio rocks, Jimmy K is awesome in Japanese?
Sure. Let's see. How do I say rocks? Let me see. Sugoi! Max Inc. Radio sugoi datta omoimasu. I just said you're great, you know.
Thank you. You're great too. Original local music from Wisconsin. It's Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media. Saturday night, 6 p.m. to midnight. We are local music.
I'm Pat Kreitlow from Up North News. On an earlier edition, we talked to three women, med students, about whether they're going to stay in Wisconsin to practice medicine.
All this Roe v. Wade stuff, and now OBGYN's hands are so tied. I don't want to go through 12 years of training to have some person that didn't do training tell me how to do my job.
It is not a binary choice. You're for or against abortion. It is a healthcare decision. We all have those stories, and people want to hear them.
Don't miss the real stories here on Up North News.
This is Civic Media for the Fox Valley.
You're listening to a Civic Media radio station. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Three, two, one. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Thursday, that makes it Friday Eve. A little sloppy on the roads in the Madison, Wisconsin area, but we know people listening all across the great state of Wisconsin, all across the upper Midwest, all across the world, Dom. So anyways, be a part. This is your hour. It's like a town hall for all you people. 844-967-2789. Unlike your politicians, we serve you.
Is that what we do? We serve you. We lean on you.
At least we serve you. We'll give you a couple of minutes on the phone.
Yeah, I know.
And then someone will cut off your mic just like they do at the Emmys. Too long. Play the music. Gotta go. Anyways, 844-967-2789. Also, the president, President Joe Biden, on the road again, Dom. He's a vibrant, soon to be 82.
Oh, man, the Dark Brandon tour, man. He's been all over the place.
Well, this is tour stop number two, right?
D.C. to Wisconsin to Florida? I mean, come on, man. That, you know, Motley Crue doesn't do that kind of schedule.
Well, no one wants him to anymore. They used to. Anyways, let's go to it. Let's get to the sound and then the phones. 844-967-2789. Social Security and Medicare, a topic. And, of course, in the State of the Union address on Tuesday, President, what sort of lured in the GOP, sucked them in, said, you know, there are a minority amongst you, not a majority, but a number amongst you that want to, what, sunset Medicare and Social Security. And I can name a handful of actual examples. Hell, Joe Biden came to Wisconsin yesterday and called out the local boy, Ron Johnson.
He named the names yesterday.
And he called out Mike Lee, and he called out a few others, Tom. Of course, there's a Skeletor-looking guy from Florida.
Rick Scott.
So, if you're the president, and you happen to turn your Air Force One to warmer climes, Tom, heading to Florida, well, why not go to Rick Scott's backyard?
Rick Scott, DeSantis's backyard.
Well, DeSantis, he's making every indication he'll be a presidential candidate soon. But Ebone, going to need a little help from you. Let's play the president down in Florida today. Going to stop it. Cut 10.
Anyone tries to cut Social Security, we're going to stop it. If anyone tries to cut Medicare, we're going to stop it.
Yes. says Joe. He's got the veto pen. More from the president. Cut 11, please.
Fighting for the sake of fighting gets us nowhere. There's things that we got to get things done. That's always been my vision for the country, and I think that's what the American people said in this off-year election.
Now, yesterday, he said similar words in Madison, Wisconsin. Many of the headlines here in the local papers, Joe Biden, you know, sort of tips his hat towards a reelected bid in Madison. This post-State of the Union tour, you know, stop number two in Florida today, well, it's effectively the early campaign tour. He's going on the stump, Dom. More from President Joe Biden. Cut number 12, please.
Folks on fixed incomes relying on Social Security and Medicare to get by. They deserve a greater sense of security and dignity.
Well, that was the whole premise behind Social Security in the first place, that our elders not eat out of trash cans on the streets, Dom. And amongst the poverty levels, amongst seniors, lowest in the nation. Because if you live that long, you actually get a social safety net, Medicare and Social Security. More from President Joe Biden. Lucky 13, please.
Bringing down prescription drug costs doesn't just save seniors money. It will cut the federal budget by hundreds of billions of dollars.
It's always so strange to me when Republicans say they're in it for the people, but then when it comes time to actually negotiate prices of prescription drugs, they always seem to find a way to get in bed with pharmaceutical companies. Right. I mean, you know, I'm not saying they're sluts. I would more accurately characterize them as whores, Dom, because they get paid.
They're getting paid to
for
do
that
it.
Pharmaceutical
I
love.
Mean, how do you, you know, try to stand up and say no as the biggest consumer, the federal government, of these products that they have, what, no input as to, no, you cannot negotiate these things? Of course, that's absolutely ridiculous. And any Republican who had any business sense whatsoever, they would never take that deal. You know, they try to negotiate to put more money in their pocket. But in this case, they get paid by Big Pharm through their donations, right, to lobby against it, to vote against it. So, I mean, that's what they got. That's why they do it.
You know, interesting observation from the audience. Jeff asked, from D.C. to
TV. I can be on TV.
Well, Bob, that's why they're not going to do it, because they don't want the Dem, and they need the Republican vote. Stick around. We'll be right back. 844-967-2789. Taking your calls.
This is the... Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Here's your updated forecast. Chance of snow tonight, otherwise cloudy. Lows dip down to around 20. Winds out of the northwest, 10 to 20 miles per hour. High of 26. Tomorrow, partly cloudy skies. Lows dip down to around 13. Tomorrow night, dry with temperatures above average. Saturday and Sunday, and highs in the upper 30s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS. Right now, 34.
What is dedication?
People ask, how your children learn how to ride a bike and you didn't. I just created an environment where they taught themselves, and all I had to do was be there.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Chance of scattered snow showers tonight. Otherwise, cloudy skies expected. Lows around 22. Northwest winds 10 to 20 miles an hour. High of 28. Tomorrow, mainly sunny skies. Tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 16. Warmer Saturday and Sunday with highs in the upper 30s. A dusting of snow tonight. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 32 degrees.
I would have gotten away with it too if it wasn't for those meddling devil's advocates.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Phone lines open, going there shortly. 844-967-2789. As we mentioned prior to the break, breaking news from ABC News. Former Vice President Mike Pence has been subpoenaed by the special counsel overseeing probes into Trump, according to multiple sources. Not immediately clear what information the subpoena from special counsel Jack Smith is seeking, but it follows months of negotiations between federal prosecutors and Pence's legal team.
Dom, I got to tell you, more like frozen tundra than jungle up in Madison. I did look at what appears to be a fairly comprehensive list of witnesses in the Fulton County, and there are dozens. Everyone from Michael Flynn to Newt Gingrich to Lindsey Graham, the Raffensperger, Donald Trump not subpoenaed, as we've talked about, that he feels like that fully exonerates him.
Yes, of course.
But Pence, I may have incorrectly implicated Pence in the pressure campaign in Georgia. Pence was not subpoenaed in Fulton County. So Jack Smith, the DOJ, the January 6th, presumably, subpoena, they're not calling him up about something about his old talk radio days.
Well, I mean, presumably it's about the insurrection, the seditious conspiracy, the attempt to overthrow the government. But also, I mean, hell, I mean, apparently everyone has secret documents these days, so we'll see. But I got to assume it's the January 6th.
Hang Mike Pence?
Hang Mike Pence!
844. Hang with Mike Pence. That's what
yes. There. That's a great new campaign slogan. Once he testifies to Jack Smith, special counsel, and perhaps that testimony used in a future prosecution of Donald Trump, I'm sure Mike Pence's stock will rise among the mega crowd. Hang with Mike Pence.
In Florida, no hanging chads. Hang Mike Pence. 844-967. 2789. You know, I would feel like we were somehow advocating for violence, but the former president assured us that this is completely exonerating conduct.
Well, of course, we're not advocating for violence. We're simply repeating what the megas were chanting as they stormed the Capitol.
someday.
Right, or as Senator Ron Johnson says, you know, we're calm and having a good time and stayed within the velvet ropes, right?
You know, they're going to come for me someday with pitchforks and torches down. And I'm going to hear them in the distance. And I'm going to think someone's playing the movie, Rudy, Rudy. But really, they'll be coming for me, Dom. And if you're silent, eventually they'll find you in the bunker somewhere. 844-967-2789. This time, getting to the phones, probably. Got to move something out of the way. Curtis from West Allis, welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, Curtis.
How you doing, guys? I must tell you, I'm just coming back from Wisconsin Dells right now, and I can get the radio station from Milwaukee all the way to Dells, no problem. Awesome.
Nice.
The Beast of the East, I'm telling you, 540 AM is a wonderful, wonderful signal.
It is. And I was just thinking to myself, you know, that George Santos, if he says he lost his checkbook, all he has to do is get about the Amish people to go and have a lineup of, like, or a piece of paper of all these different pieces of people. And show them, point out who wrote that checkout. That's all you need to do, because the Amish, you know, they'll remember.
Was he wearing a dress that day?
Well, get a picture of a dress, too.
Well, there's plenty of those, but no one's judging here.
So a photographic lineup. Thanks, Curtis. Well, that seems like basic policing. Right. I like the Brazilian charges, apparently, against George Santos. You know, he stole someone's checkbook. So he apparently has both been
the victim and the perpetrator of checkbook stealing.
It just gave him a good idea. But why didn't they pursue the charges in Brazil? Because he basically fled the country. And they thought he was dead or just didn't follow up on it. If I am ever again charged with serious crimes, Dom, I'm just going to Brazil.
I don't know.
Do they have a non-extradition treaty thing going on?
I would imagine Brazil actually would extradite with the United States. You know, I don't know where this one falls. Has the, you know, the government of Brazil requested him? I mean, for that kind of a crime, for a sitting congressman, I kind of doubt it. But you know, if he was an ex-congressman and prosecuted for all sorts of other things, you know, maybe.
You know, if I ever
have him serve his time here, then ship him down to Brazil and face the consequences down there.
I think I would probably flee by just crossing state lines into one of our many surrounding legal marijuana states. I'd either go north into Michigan or south into Illinois, probably, Dom, just knowing my human nature. So don't look for me there.
Well, I mean, if you want to do the crime, right, it's just so strange that a guy like George Santos would do all these things and then put himself out there in the public, right? And then what? To have the megas, these Republicans vote for the guy?
They need his vote. They need the dues, Dom. They need him on that wall.
Oh, man.
I mean, if hell, Gates voted present, and they almost skinned him alive on the floor. I mean, so what? An accused, alleged. At this point, they can still call him an alleged criminal.
Well, there are many investigations going on with many, many facets of George Santos's existence.
I hope he stays out there and keeps making headlines. I find him quite entertaining. 844. And his misery is really Mike Lee. So I got the feeling I'm going to be gleeful
I get that. I get that. But, you know, the problem is this isn't like a sitcom, man. You know, this isn't a sports game. You know, this is the reality, man. These are sitting congresspeople. They make decisions on laws. I mean, there's real world consequences, and you have an obviously known hustler in George Santos in their midst, and they're accepting of it.
Okay, I mean, Mr. Roper, if you can't accept alternative lifestyles.
I'm down with the alternative lifestyle Swedes company. It's got nothing to do with it. The guy's a hustler and a thief and an alleged criminal. I mean, and there he sits with the full support of Kevin McCarthy and the Republicans and MAGA. He is their guy.
They'll know where to find him when they want to arrest him, Dom.
Are you sure about that?
At this point, as near as I can tell, he's a nonviolent offender. But I'd hate to be one of those adopt-the-dogs. What, you throw them all in the trunk? You drive them around the countryside, kiting checks, buying dogs, throwing them in the trunk? or up in the clothes basket with Mitt Romney's.
The Shah.
You're listening to WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay.
ABC News, I'm Andy Field. Monday's earthquake now blamed for nearly 21,000 dead in Turkey and Syria. That surpasses the deaths of Japan's Fukushima disaster in 2011. A frantic search for survivors not slowing even though hope has faded. ABC's Marcus Moore is in Adıyaman.
In the city center, we saw absolute destruction and devastation there. Urgent efforts underway to try to reach people who may be trapped in the rubble. We saw crews using heavy equipment to clear that debris and try to listen for any voices.
In a vote today, House lawmakers unanimously condemned China over its spy balloon that traveled across U.S. skies. A group of Senate lawmakers also received a classified briefing on China's surveillance campaign. At a hearing today, the chief operating officer of Southwest apologized for the system's meltdown, causing cancellations and stranding passengers over the holidays. This is ABC.
This is Civic Media for the Fox Valley.
This is Pat Kreitlow from Up North News Radio. Surprising no one, Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson is named as one of the first to testify to the House Republicans' new special committee on conspiracy theories, the deep state, Hunter Biden's laptop, horse dewormer as a COVID treatment, gas stoves, M&Ms, and now Chinese balloons. They actually call the committee something-something weaponization of the government, but it's really just a way to harass political opponents with flimsy accusations, the stuff of bullies. It's noteworthy that the committee's first meeting occurs on the very anniversary of another shameful moment in Wisconsin Senatehood. It was this week in 1950 when Joseph McCarthy claimed to have a list of communists working in the U.S. State Department. Many lives would be ruined by that Wisconsin senator making up stuff in order to weaponize his political power. Will Ron Johnson see that and say, hold my beer? Follow me on Up North News Radio weekdays 6 to 8 a.m.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripescast where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous Ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
My Shiro always goes the extra mile, stretches every dollar, puts others first. But now it's your time, Mom. Get free tips to help boost your retirement savings now at aceyourretirement.org.
Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
The Devil's Advocates. Never personal, only politics.
Babe, guess you know it's true. Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. The Thursday, that makes it Friday Eve, the happier happy hour. Don, we're almost home. Be safe out there in the Madison area. Quite snowy, but the roads look like they've at least been plowed now. Earlier today, it was like
it was a winter wonderland there, Crudy.
You want to know what I literally saw on University Ave? One of those sidewalk plows. getting shoveled out.
Wow.
Either that's a really bad sidewalk driver or it was bad. It was
thick stuff, right?
Heavy.
Yeah, be careful. Even if you go out there and start shoveling and, you know, doing your part, taking care of your sidewalks, go slow. That's the heart attack snow out there right now, folks.
Yeah, I don't like to shovel the heart attack snow. Leave that for the younger and fitter amongst the Crudy family. Although those teenagers, man, I'm really talking about my wife at this point because the teenagers aren't going to do it. I got two of them.
Oh, come on. What are you talking about, man? It's the parenting. I blame you for that.
I blame the dogs. They're also problematic. Dom, you know what else is problematic here? See how I transition back to politics.
I see that. Yes, yeah.
Jennifer Rubin at the Washington Post.
Yeah.
I think you brought this piece to my attention. Opinion piece. She writes, a new poll gives us insight into a troubling anti-American movement. We'll get to the phones. Be patient. 844-967-2789. But Dom, we wanted to share some of this article, because I know how you love the Christian nationalism.
Yes, some of my favorites.
Let me read from Rubin's piece. When you hear the phrase Christian nationalists, you might think of anti-abortion conservatives who are upset about the phrase Happy Holidays. And they embrace a vaguely America First way of thinking. But according to a public religion research institute, Brookings Institution poll released Wednesday, Christian nationalists in fact harbor a set of extreme beliefs at odds with pluralistic democracy. Dom, the findings will alarm you, according to Jennifer Rubin. Especially you, you pagan atheist.
You know, this is almost exactly what I expected, but please continue.
Here's the quote. Christian nationalism is a new term for a worldview that has been with us since the founding of our country. The idea that America is destined to be a promised land for European Christians. That's according to the PRRI president and founder, Robert P. Jones. While most Americans today embrace pluralism and reject this anti-democratic claim, majorities of white evangelical Protestants and Republicans remain animated by this vision of a white Christian America. The poll used the following beliefs to gauge how deeply respondents embrace Christian nationalism. So here are a couple of the polling questions, Dom. I'd like to get your reactions in real time to them, if I could. What do you think about the statement, the U.S. government should declare America a Christian nation?
Absolutely not.
I'm going to put you down for a maybe. Number two, U.S. laws should be based on Christian values. Have they always been?
No. What? No.
Shows what you know. Read your Bible. More, Dom. If the U.S. moves away from our Christian foundations, we will not have a country anymore.
What is it about any particular religion that, you know, defines the country's borders? What are you talking about? That's asinine and stupid.
Jesus defines our country's borders, Dom.
Does she?
Jesus. Pretty sure that was a he. You could say God's
one. Really? Yeah. Really? Are you sure about that?
Fair to middling, sure. Dom, being Christian is an important part of being truly American.
Truly? I mean, you can't be a Christian, or you could be, you know, Muslim, or you could be
Hindu,
or you could be, you know, could worship Thor or Jupiter, or you could, you know, not believe any of it. You could do all those things. Hell, you could create your own religion. You could just pull stuff out of your ass, declare it to be so, get a couple of people to show up once a week, and set yourself up a nice tax-deductible church.
Dominic, this is America. Worship my God or get the hell out. A little bit more. The polling questions. God has called Christians to exercise dominion over all areas of American society. I declare dominion over you, Dom.
You could take that stance, but of course the problem is, and the problem is with all this religion in combined with the government, is everyone has their own ideas of what a god is, what religion is, whatever the case may be. So what that's really going to say is you want your one group of people, in this case, the Christians, they probably wouldn't feel the same way about the Muslims exercising dominion over all areas of American society, right? Or any other religion. So therefore, we should just not have any of that. Believe what you want, but leave it at your church, leave it at your door. Because when it comes to governance, those things have no place here.
Dominic, you know there's only one true white Protestant European Jesus.
Blue-eyed Jesus, that's right.
This new polling found that 10%, they call them adherents, of American adults believe in these ideas overwhelmingly or completely.
10%?
1 in 10.
Wow.
Dom, another 19% agree, but not completely. They call them sympathizers, white nationalist sympathizers. And 39% disagree, call them skeptics, but not completely. While 29% disagree completely, they call those the rejects. You find yourself in that category, right?
The devil's rejectors. Rejects. I am the devil's reject.
Dom, who are these people?
Who are these people?
Nearly two-thirds of white evangelical Protestants qualify as either Christian nationalism sympathizers, about 35%, or adherents, about 29%. My math says that's a solid nearly two-thirds majority of all Protestants are pretty much in this group, Dom. Here's a quote. 35% of all whites are adherents. Of all whites, 35% basically believe there's only one true white God. And if you don't like it, get the hell out. But 35% of all whites are adherents. Put differently, Christian nationalist adherents are a minority, but when combined with sympathizers, still comprise a stunning 29% of Americans, many tens of millions, Tom.
Curdy, Christian nationalists also make up the base of the Republican Party. Most Republicans qualify as either Christian nationalism sympathizers at 33% or adherents at 21%, while at least three-quarters of both independents, 46% skeptics and 29% rejectors, and Democrats, 36% skeptics and 47% rejectors, lean toward rejecting Christian nationalism. In total, Republicans at 21% are about four times as likely as Democrats at 5% or independents at 6% to be adherents of Christian nationalism. Some promising news, though, there are fewer adherents and sympathizers among younger Americans. More than 7 in 10 Americans aged 18 to 29, 7 in 10 Americans aged 18 to 29 and ages 30 to 49 lean towards opposing Christian nationalism. Support is also inversely related to educational attainment.
Dominic, that's 79% of the 18 to 29-year-olds reject or are skeptical. 82% of the 30 to 49-year-olds, either skeptics or rejectors, they lean towards opposing Christian nationalism. They oppose
good,
it, Dom.
Good. Adherents of Christian nationalism are nearly seven times as likely as rejectors to agree that, quote, true patriots might have to resort to violence to save our country. That's 40% versus 16, the news release said. In addition, while only 3 in 10 Americans at 28% agree that, quote, because things have gotten so far off track in this country, we need a leader who is willing to break some rules if that's what it takes to set things right. Half of Christian nationalism adherents and nearly 4 in 10 sympathizers support the idea of an authoritarian leader. Of course they do. I mean, that's it. I mean, if Dom,
that's 88%. That's a big number.
Are you shocked? I mean, do you wonder why they believe the big lie? I mean, they believe all sorts of other lies. And I'm sorry, I know you want to believe what you want to believe. That's entirely up to you. But when you bring that to the public arena, when you bring that belief and try to dictate to me how I got to live my life and how we should live as a society, I'm sorry, I got a little pushback on you. Because every jackass can come up with any idea on how they want to live their own lives. But if you start pushing that authoritarianism, do it like I do it, or I'm going to do X, Y, Z to you. It's just like we talked about yesterday with the grooming. No wonder why the younger kids right now, because they're not as involved in this organized religion, this Christian nationalism, as perhaps their parents or their grandparents are and were. Right? So they're not down with that, but they're already, if you have that mindset, you are more apt to believe these kinds of things, in my humble atheist opinion.
Dominic, the white nationalism might throw you off, but it's hard to believe there's a strong racist white grievance element amongst these people as well.
No.
According to Rubin, about 41% of Americans agree that discrimination against white Americans is as big a problem as discrimination against black Americans and other minorities. 58% disagree. And approximately two-thirds of Christian nationalism sympathizers, it's about 66%, and more than three-quarters, 77% of the adherents agree with the statement, Dom, among Christian nationalism sympathizers and adherents who are white. Agreement with the sentiment rises to 73% and 85%, respectively. Poor whitey.
Yeah, what are rich white people going to catch a break in this world?
White Anglo-Saxon Protestant. When, Dom, when will it ever be fair to them?
Well, you know, all you can do is keep fighting the good fight.
Dominic, 83% of adherents think, and here's the quote, God intended America to be a new promised land where European Christians could create a society that could be an example to the rest of the world. 83%.
No, I mean, I remember Manifest Destiny being taught when I was a kid.
That's completely different, though.
In high school. How is it any different? That the United States is destined by God to expand his dominion and spread his democracy and capitalism across the entire continent. Come on, man. It's the same mindset. It's exactly the same.
You'd have been in sooner in Oklahoma, Dom. You'd have been out riding that wagon out before dawn if your alarm clock went off.
What are you talking about, man? I mean, that. Obviously, Crude, you don't believe this, right? I mean, I don't want to put words in your mouth. Do you believe that somehow there is a God that is, you know, do you believe what those adherents believe at 80-some percent?
I do not.
You're a man of faith.
I do not. My faith, I would like to think, teaches me the example of Jesus Christ, if nothing else. And Jesus, as far as I can tell, is pretty damn progressive. Know what I mean? In his action, in his words, the real Christianity, the actual study of Jesus Christ, well, that's sort of a compassionate thing. You know, other than turning over the money changers' tables in the temple, they raised a little hell in the temples, Don, but apparently they were raising some coin in the temples. He took a little objection to that. But for the most part, the Jesus Christ that I believe in probably had a tan, probably wasn't blue-eyed and brown-haired. And the words that I try to live by, I'm not going to say I walk with Jesus each and every day, Dom, because I got a devil on my other shoulder.
I'm beer Jesus, but go ahead.
But the example of Jesus is a very progressive thing, you know, the meekest amongst us. And I can't always rise to that standard. I'm impatient with people. You are a prime example. But I got to tell you, man, I don't believe that we are somehow manifest destiny to be a Christian nation. Hell, I've been wrong about stuff before, Dom. For all I know, I picked the wrong God. You know what I mean? It's a crapshoot out there. It's what's your mom and dad, which church was closest to the house on Sunday morning?
Come on.
You're lucky if that's the determinant factor. I mean, I used to go to a Baptist church because I liked the minister. He's a cool guy. When he left, I was no longer Baptist.
I think it was Richard Dawkins, an author who writes about atheism and all that, said basically, we're all atheists, man. You know, I just take mine one God further, your God. Because most Christians don't believe in all those other gods. They just believe in their one God. So we're all atheists. Just walk with me and take that one more step. Let's stop wasting our time.
See you in hell, fella. Come back. More Devil's Advocates. It's always heavenly when you call it 844-96-PARTY.
I'm 54. If you can plan barbecues and weddings, you can plan to protect yourself from a natural disaster. Sign up for local alerts, prepare an emergency kit, and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The radio show your mother warned you about.
Actual tyranny of a dictator. Dictator's going to dictate Putin. And what did Trump do? Trump kneeled to the man. Embarrassing Republicans. And you're still with the guy? This is your front runner in 2024? Are you even smoking some of Mike Lindell's crack? What are you thinking?
They're the GCCCP. We are the devil's advocates.
Live weekday afternoons from 3 to 6.
People do some pretty cool things in their 40s and 50s, like go back to college, learn to skateboard. Okay, maybe that one's not for everybody, but saving for retirement is. At aceyourretirement.org, you can get on track with your retirement savings no matter your age. Just have a free 3-minute chat with the friendly digital retirement coach, Avo, and receive personalized tips to help boost your savings. Start chatting with Avo today at aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
If you can plan barbecues and weddings, you can plan to protect yourself from a natural disaster. Sign up for local alerts, prepare an emergency kit, and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Chance of snow tonight, otherwise cloudy. Lows dip down to around 20, winds out of the northwest, 10 to 20 miles per hour. High of 26, tomorrow, partly cloudy skies. Lows dip down to around 13, tomorrow night. Dry with temperatures above average Saturday and Sunday and highs in the upper 30s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS. Right now, 34.
Nearly.
Yes, of course they do.
Nearly one quarter harbor anti-Semitic views that Jews hold too many positions of power, and 44% believe Jews are more loyal to Israel than America, the poll found. And more than 65%, again, these are white nationalist adherents, they're sympathetic to thoughts like, you know, we should base our laws on what God thinks, what they think God thinks. But here's what they think of Muslims, Tom. More than 65% think Muslims from some countries should be banned. Just those crap hole countries, Tom. Nearly 70% believe the husband is the head of the household in a truly Christian family, and his wife submits to his leadership. Yeah. Clearly, my household dynamic is broken. If you think this sounds like a bag of tripe, you're right, Dom. This is the hardcore MAGA base. More alarming, nearly 6 in 10 QAnon believers are either Christian nationalism sympathizers or adherents.
Ooh, of course. It all makes sense. I mean, these numbers really are not surprising. I got to be honest, man.
It's a big number. I mean, we're starting to talk about a third of our nation, dude. It's starting to get to be big numbers. 844-967-2789. Those are numbers you can handle. Dial them. Dick from Madison, welcome.
Hey, Dick.
Hey, guys. You always enlighten me, and early in the show you did.
Enlighten us? In what way?
Well, Ron Johnson has been mentored by Chuck Grassley all these years.
Well, I think they've been trying all the drugs together, Dick.
Yeah. But early today, I had to watch this, and it ties into the January 6th. This clown, Christopher Miller, that was Trump's last chief of staff or whatever he was.
Well, he wasn't chief of staff. That was Mark Meadows.
Whatever he was. Whatever he was. And you know what I'm talking about, correct?
Are we talking about Stephen Miller, the bald guy, the half a Nazi guy?
No, we're talking about Christopher Miller. And this guy was on...
He was the guy who Trump put into the Pentagon after he lost the election.
There you go. Thank you. Sorry. My bad. But no one challenged him on this morning. He made the accusation that the D.C. police never, ever said that they couldn't handle January 6th. And in fact, they said they could handle as many as a million people. A million? Come on. I looked it up. In the D.C. police, the whole police force is 4,000. Now, I'm terrible at math, but this guy, is, and he just, it blew me away to listen to him this morning. I mean, really? You're going to tell me that 4,000 people could contain a million people?
Come on, man, that's only 250 to 1. Didn't they make a movie like the 300 or something like that?
Well, my point is, they couldn't even take care of 12,000 or whatever it was, correct?
Yeah.
And if people, if you put it in perspective, think of a Badger game. That's 12 times a Badger game full house of 80,000.
I'm less clear, said, but Dick, I'm less clear that there were a million people that descended upon the Capitol. There may have been a million in D.C., but...
No, but what he's saying, I think, if I understood you correctly, is that the Christopher Miller, while his interview was saying that, hell, you know, the D.C. police can handle it, they could handle up to a million. That's what he was saying. Is that your position?
That's my position, then.
Yeah, yeah.
I think that... and then he went on to condemn General Milley. It said he was just terrible, this and that, incompetent. And I'm going, you know, dude, the last I knew, they were calling for more help 2 and 3 and 4 days before January 6th happened.
Well, and I said, don't know, Dick, if that was ever brought up during his interview, but he's also, and thank you for the call, he also put out a memo articulating how police should deal with the Trump supporters, you know? And it was very, I don't know, unarming, let's call it.
Shoot first and ask questions later?
And I certainly hope that a guy like Christopher Miller, who was, again, why would Donald Trump, the outgoing president, install a new person at the Pentagon for the last couple of weeks of his presidency?
Loyalty!
Right. To what end, though? Oh, that's right. The Pentagon didn't do squat. I think they may have guarded a couple generals' houses, but they didn't do anything to assist. Oh, were they asked? Who's the commander? Oh, who's the commander in chief? Oh, that's right.
Nancy Pelosi's fault, I swear.
That was Donald Trump who sat on his ass for 3 hours while his mega supporters beat the hell out of, you know, the thin blue line. So I certainly hope Jack Smith will interview him if he has not. I think he might have some things to offer. Also, of course, the news today, ABC News reporting, Jack Smith has subpoenaed former Vice President Mike Pence. Also, he has apparently subpoenaed, according to CNN, former President Donald Trump's National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien. So Jack Smith being very busy here of late, hopefully that it goes well.
Look forward to Jack Smith Day all across the Civic Media Network. We'll be celebrating on that day. I think we'll get to Fulton County first, but, you know, that might be wishful thinking. We'll definitely get to you, though, Joe. Welcome to the show. What do you got for us?
Hey, Joe.
No, you're winding up, and I just wanted to say you had an interview yesterday that was absolutely fascinating, and I would really recommend to your listeners. And that was the interview that you did with Mark Johnson, the attorney for
Thompson.
Sterling Brown.
Mark Thompson.
Fascinating. Thompson, excuse me. And anyway, I would highly recommend that people check that out on your podcast. Pardon me for getting the names wrong, but it was just a fascinating interview about the police, about this man in Milwaukee who suffered greatly, but wanted as part of the settlement that they had with the police that there be changes in how the police conducted their business. And I would just commend it to all of your listeners to give that. You just had great questions. Great information came out. It was really edifying, and I thank you so much for that interview. It was just top-notch. And thank you so much for having the speech that Biden gave in Wisconsin. Again, that was just wonderful, and I'd commend it to your viewers to give it or your listeners to give it a listen. It was just absolutely first-rate. Thanks so much, you guys.
Thank you, Joe. All the kind words. The Biden speech, I'm less clear that is up yet. But in regards to the interview with Mark Thompson yesterday, that is certainly up at the civicmedia.us. Find the Devil's Advocate show page and find Mark Thompson there. And I don't mean to correct you on the air, Joe. I hate that. others do it to me with some frequency.
Well, come on. No one wants to be wrong on purpose, though, right?
But ever since Rojo and the January 6th, kind of gave Johnson a bad name. You got to sort of separate right. yourself. You don't want to be called a Johnson, if you know what I'm saying. Folks, I'd love to sneak you in, Bill, but there's not time. Sorry about that, brother. We'll get you tomorrow on the flip side when Friday we air the grievances. Stick around. Raised in the Wisco with our pal Joel Clayfish and Native Roots Radio at 6 up until. Keep it locked right here. Civic Media. Devil's Advocates will do it for you on the radio again Friday. The best show of the week ever. Always is.
Hey, everybody, how we doing?
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
You're listening to WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green.